Morning. My watch says 9:30, and our schedule says Sunday school starts at 9:30 this morning. Well, I see three girls here. Maybe one of you have a song you would like to sing this morning. You know one off the hymn sheet? Which one?
The Bible of Why Wide is the Ocean.
Wide is the ocean. Is that one on here? Okay, let's do wide is the ocean. Do you know the hand signals? Okay. Wide as the ocean, high as the heavens above, deep as the deepest sea is my Savior's love. Okay, that's a nice one to start with. Okay, how about you?
Jesus loves me.
Jesus loves me is number 40 on our little hymn sheets. Number 40. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so.
Yes, Jesus.
Okay, before we sing one more, let's bow our heads and let's just thank the Lord Jesus for his love to us, okay? Okay, we had two girls that gave out hymns. That was nice. Now, does a boy have one? Okay.
47?
Number 47. When he cometh,
when he cometh to make us his jewels, all his jewels, precious jewels, his love and his own. Like the stars of the morning, his bright crown adorning, they shall shine in.
Question. Maybe somebody can help me. How old do you have to be a jewel in the Lord's crown?
Any age.
Any age. That's a wonderful, wonderful answer. That's very true. Our hymn says, little children, little children. Now I'm going to tell you a story about what she just said, any age. Okay. A couple of years ago, my boys and I were visiting a neighbor. Didn't live too far from us. An old man. He was in his 90s. And he was walking with his cane out by the porch of his house. And we were talking with him. And in the course of time of our conversation, we brought up the Lord Jesus. The importance of knowing the Lord Jesus as our Savior. Why did we mention that to him? I'll tell you why. Because while he was speaking, he used the name of the Lord Jesus too, but not in a very nice way. So we wanted to make sure that that old man knew the Lord Jesus in the right way. Well, he got kind of a look of arrogance on his face, and he said, if I had to do it all over again, I would do it just the same. That's sad, isn't it? You know, a couple months later, that man died. And we were sad. We were very sad. Well, I think it was about 2 weeks ago. Lane had to travel with a man to somewhere in central Iowa. And that man just happened to be that old man's son-in-law. And while Lane and this man were traveling along, they were talking a little bit about the neighborhood and those kind of things. And the man says to Lane, I'm going to tell you something about my father-in-law. When he was dying, I went to talk to him, and I told him of the love of the Lord Jesus and how he needed to be saved before he passed from time into eternity. He said, that old man accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior just before he died. Isn't that nice? It's wonderful that even an old man can change his mind if he lived his whole life to dishonor the Lord, and at the end, the Spirit of God works in his heart and conscience and convicts that old man. He can be like, this song says, little children who love their Redeemer. He can come to know the Lord Jesus as his Savior. But boys and girls, don't put it off till you're an old man or an old lady, because we don't know. We don't know. The Lord may come this morning before the Sunday school is even over. Now, you probably have all noticed, I don't think this rope here was here last night, was it? No, I put it up here this morning. You probably looked up there and went, what is that rope there for? Well, this morning, I want to talk a little bit about a rope, but I want you to think of this as God is up in heaven, and he gave a lifeline to us in the Lord Jesus. Now we can say, hey, there's a rope, and look at that rope and think, yeah, that's nice. You know, we can do the same thing with the story of the Lord Jesus. We can say, oh, it's nice. But until you take that rope and you attach yourself by saying, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner and I need the Savior. Now, I'm going to show you a few things with the rope this morning that will help you understand that. I'm going to teach you how to tie a special knot. I like to tie knots. I tie lots of knots all the time and come up with some interesting knots. But this one knot is a common knot. It's called a bowline. But I'm going to teach you a little bit about that knot in a story. The story goes like this. For God so loved the world, he wrapped his love around us, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, to tie the bowline, you have to do something. You have to make a loop in the rope. And it goes kind of like this. This is the gospel. It says, moreover, now I declare unto you the gospel, how that Christ died for our sins and he was buried. That is, when the Lord Jesus came in this world, he went into the grave. Okay, I stuck that rope through the hole, didn't I? He was buried and he rose again. So we're going to pull that back through the hole. He rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Now, if we just let that get tight, that rope is around me in a knot that the rope would break before that knot came undone. And it's a very, very simple knot. In fact, you can use that knot to pull for one tractor to pull another tractor out of the mud. And it won't slip. The rope would break first. To undo it, you just pull on that and it comes undone. I wonder if every boy and girl here this morning has come to know the Lord Jesus as their Savior and been attached to the lifeline. I'm going to tell you another something about knowing how to tie that knot. If you are in an emergency, say in the river, and somebody threw you a rope, if you know how, you can tie that knot with one hand. If you get it around your body like this, you can take that rope and go like this. If you are hanging on to something with one hand, if you can get your hand back through there like that, you have just tied that knot with one hand. And if you kids want to, after the Sunday school, I'll show you how to do that, okay? But I'm attached to the lifeline. There's another way to do it with one hand.
I need a volunteer to help me. These girls have volunteered a lot. Okay, here's a boy that can help me. I want you to hold your arm out like a tree branch. If you had to, with one hand, tie that knot around a tree branch to lift yourself up or something, you hold the rope like this, go like this, and you throw that around the branch, and you catch it on the other side, and when you pull it through, you have that same knot. Okay? Now why'd I show you those? Because I want you boys and girls to know that once you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, once you have been fastened to the lifeline and you become familiar with the Lord Jesus, you can share His love with others. You can tell others of the love of the Lord Jesus and how to attach to that lifeline as well. Okay? I'm going to read a couple of verses in Acts. Chapter 2 is a verse. In verse 28, Peter said unto them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ." In the next chapter, in verse 19, he says, "Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out." Let's go to the next chapter, chapter 4 and verse 12. It says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." This man who said that, his name was Peter. And I want you to remember that when you say your verse this morning, okay? Did you guys remember, did you memorize a verse? You did. Okay, would you like to say it?
"Be ye doers of the word, not hearers only." James 1:22.
Thank you. Would you like to say it? Okay, would you like to say the verse? Would you like to say it without this? Okay. How about you?
"Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers." James 1, verse 22.
Thank you. How about you?
"Be doers of the word, and not hearers only." James 1, 22.
Thank you.
"Be ye doers of the word, and not doers only." James 1, 22.
Thank you. Would you like to say it?
"Be doers of the word and not hearers only." James 1:22.
Thank you. I have some stickers up here. If you guys like stickers, you can come get one. I like that verse. Did you know that there is a name in the Bible, and the definition of that name is this verse? Did you know that? "Be doers of the word and not hearers only." The definition of a name in the Bible is explained in this verse. Now I'll tell you something else. It is the most common used name in the Bible. There are quite a few people in the Bible with that name. Who knows what that name is? That's the definition of the name. Do you know?
James.
James? No, that's good though. James is the one who wrote this. That's good. I'll tell you. The name is Simon. Simon. And there's at least seven, maybe eight. I don't know for sure if one of the Simons might have been the same Simon in two cases. But the word, the name Simon, means to hear the word of God in such a way that it affects your life to where you do it. That's what that name means. And so, with the Lord's help, let's look at a few examples, and we're going to find out
if these Simons were doers of the word and not hearers only, in other words, did they really take hold of the lifeline for themselves? Okay? So let's look at Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13. We're going to read about a family here. And this family, one of the members of the family, well, the father was a carpenter, and these people were talking about one of the members of the family. In verse 55, he says, "Is not this the carpenter's son?" Who do you think they were talking about? The Lord Jesus, that's right. And then he names the family here. Is not his mother Mary and his brethren James? James, I believe, is the one who wrote the verse that you memorized this morning. And Joseph and Simon. He had a brother that his name meant the definition of this verse. And Judas and his sisters. So he at least two sisters, four brothers, two sisters. We know that from this verse. Maybe he had more sisters. We're not told. But let's go to John chapter 7 and look at a verse that would tell us something about these ones. John chapter 7, about the Lord Jesus' natural brothers and sisters. In John chapter 7 and verse 5, there's a verse there, and it says this: "Neither did his brethren believe in him." Oh, that's a sad verse. Do you think that at this time, his brethren, the Lord Jesus' brothers and sisters, had taken hold of the lifeline for themselves? Did they? No, not at this time. They didn't believe. And I wonder if there's a boy or girl here this morning who's like that. Maybe there's somebody in your family who loves the Lord Jesus, but you haven't made it your own. That's sad, isn't it? Oh, we pray this morning that you will take a hold of that lifeline, wrap it around you, and tie it, as it were, believing that the Lord Jesus loved you. He came down into this world, died, and rose again for you personally. And each one of us have to take the lifeline for ourselves. Now let's turn to Matthew's Gospel 26. Read about another Simon in verse 6. "Now when Jesus was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper." To read a little more about him, let's go to Luke's Gospel, chapter 7. Luke 7, this man, he invited the Lord Jesus to his house for a meal. And there was a lady who came to that meal. In verse 38, it says, "She stood at his feet behind him weeping and began to wash his feet with her tears and did wipe them with the hairs of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with ointment." Do you think this woman appreciated the Lord Jesus? Yes, she did. Yes, she did. But the man, Simon, whose name means what you learned in the verse today, let's read in the next verse. "He spake within himself." Notice that. Boys and girls, sometimes you might speak within yourself. Do you think the Lord knows when you speak within yourself? Sure he does. In verse 40, Jesus answered him. The Lord knows when you speak inside yourself. He knows what you're thinking. And he answered him and said, Simon, I have somewhat to say to thee. And he said, Master, say on. The Lord has something to say to each one of us, doesn't he? And we should listen. That's what our verse is about, listening when the Lord says something. Well, the Lord tells him that he didn't provide any water or a kiss for him or anything nice for the Lord Jesus. But the woman didn't stop doing nice things for the Lord Jesus. And this man only had bad things to say about that lady for doing that. Do you think he had a hold of the lifeline? No. No, he didn't. That's so sad. John chapter 6. And verse 70. Jesus answered them, Have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil? He spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. Now here's a man, and his dad's name means to be hearers of the word and not doers only. But this man was under the influence of Satan. I wonder, is there a boy or girl here this morning who does not love the Lord Jesus and has just rejected the Lord Jesus? Do you know that Satan is in control of your life, not the Lord Jesus? Isn't that a solemn thought? Well, I hope that every boy and girl here this morning could see that this man did not have a hold of the lifeline. Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter 8 and verse 8, it says, And there was great joy in that city. And I'll tell you why there was great joy in that city. There was a man named Philip, and he came and he preached, and I'll tell you what he preached. He preached Christ. That's what he preached. And it caused great joy in that city. Boys and girls, if you can get a hold of Christ in your soul, it will cause great joy. These people wanted to get a hold of the lifeline because of the message that Philip gave of preaching Christ. But there was a man in that city, and his name meant the same thing as your verse. But there was something the matter with that man. In the end of verse 9, it says that he was giving out that himself was some great one. He wanted to exalt himself. He wanted people to think that he was a great one. Who should we think is the great one? The Lord Jesus, right? That's right? Yeah. And he saw how these people were receiving their joy by believing on the Lord Jesus and all the blessings that were coming. And he thought that he too would like to do that for God's glory? No, but for his own glory. And so he offers money to Peter to say, I'd like to do that too. In verse 20, Peter says, Thy money perish with thee. In verse 21, he says, Thy heart is not right with God. In verse 23, he says, Thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. Does it sound like that man had a hold of the lifeline? No. But what did his name mean? To be a hearer of the word and a doer as well. Let's turn back to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 10. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 10, and verse 4. And we find that one of the disciples, his name is Simon the Canaanite. And let's look at Luke 6 to find one more thing out about him. Luke's Gospel, chapter 6. Luke's Gospel, chapter 6, in the end of verse 15, it says, "And Simon called Zelotes." Now that might seem a little bit interesting, called Zelotes, but I will tell you what I've enjoyed about this name. He was known by other people by how he lived. And they, when they saw him, they saw that he loved the Lord Jesus. He was very zealous for the Lord Jesus. Isn't that nice? I wonder, if you love the Lord Jesus, that's so nice. And to be a testimony for him so that when others see, they say, "Oh, that one, that boy, that girl, that man, that woman has a hold of the lifeline." Isn't that nice? Yeah. That man, he had a hold of the lifeline. Okay, let's look at Mark's Gospel, chapter 15. Now we're going to look at a little family. Mark's Gospel, chapter 15, and verse 21. Actually, let's read verse 20 as well. Speaking of the Lord Jesus on his way to the cross. "And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple robe from him and put on his own clothes on him and led him out to crucify him. And they compelled one, Simon, a Cyrene, who passed by, coming out of the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to bear his cross." This man was called to carry the cross for the Lord Jesus. Now let's go to Acts chapter 19. Acts chapter 19 and verse 33. I wonder if this is that man's son, Alexander. His father was drawn out of the crowd for the sake of the Lord Jesus. And now his son, I wonder if this is the same man being drawn out of the crowd for the name of the Lord Jesus. In verse 33, "And they drew Alexander out of the multitude, the Jews putting him forward." Let's also go to Romans chapter 16. And verse 13, it says, "Salute Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother and mine." This man Rufus, I wonder if it is the same man. And here it speaks of his mother being close to the Apostle Paul. If that is so, this is a family that is devoted to the Lord Jesus. They all had a hold of the lifeline. Isn't that nice? It's one of the sermons. Okay. Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10. We have two Simons in the same house. In verse 5, the story is that there was a man, his name was Cornelius, and he had a vision. Actually, I believe an angel appeared to him at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and said, "I have a message for you. You have to go to this man Simon's house." And there's another man there by the name of Simon too. "There's a message from the Lord there for you." This morning, I trust you boys and girls hear a message from the Lord and be doers of the word and not hearers only. In verse 5, it says, one Simon, whose surname is Peter, he lodgeth with one Simon, a tanner. Let's go to chapter 11. And we'll see the result of what happened here. In verse 18, and when they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life. It's wonderful, boys and girls, that this morning we who are Gentiles can be brought in to the Lord Jesus and take hold of the lifeline. It's a wonderful message that is good for us too this morning. I hope every boy and girl here this morning has made the Lord Jesus their own, said, yes, I need the Lord Jesus as my Savior. The rest of that verse in John 3:16, it says, shall not perish. We heard in the gospel meeting what perish means. It's solemn, isn't it? We don't want any boy or girl to perish. We want all the boys and girls here and everyone in the room to put their faith and their trust in the Lord Jesus. Now Matthew's Gospel, chapter 10 again. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 10 and verse 2. Now these are the names of the 12 apostles. The names of the 12 apostles are these. The first, Simon, who is called Peter. The first, Simon. The Lord Jesus called Simon. Now let's look at that in the fourth chapter of Matthew. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 18. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting their net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, follow me. Did Peter obey? Peter followed the Lord? Yes, he did. Isn't that wonderful? He was not only a hearer of the word, but he was a doer of the word. The first thing that he heard from the Lord Jesus was, follow me. And he obeyed. Now let's go to John's Gospel, chapter 21. John's Gospel, chapter 21, and verse 21. And Peter seeing him, saith to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? Jesus saith unto him, if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Perhaps the last words that the Lord Jesus said to Peter was the same as the first words he said to Peter. Follow me. And follow thou me. We are so thankful that Peter is the one who is able to say those verses that we started out with this morning. There is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we, that includes boys and girls this morning, whereby we must be saved. Peter took hold of the lifeline. Have you? This morning we trust that if there's a boy or girl who doesn't know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you'll see the importance of not saying, oh yes, I believe that there is a gospel. I believe that Jesus came down into this world to save us, and it's nice, but I'm just going to leave it over there. I trust this morning that every boy and girl here and everyone in the room, if there's anyone who doesn't know the Lord Jesus as their Savior, will take hold of the lifeline for themselves and tie on. Be doers of the word and not hearers only. Let's pray.